Okay, next, a charter member of our group, I believe, Michelle Crean Stelner, was born to two full-blooded Irish parents in St. Paul, Minnesota, where she was weaned on a diet of White Castles, beer, and excellent food. Nearly every meal was an opportunity for her storytelling father to entertain his family. Now, Michelle comes to us on this. This is a very tense time for her because she is that far from welcoming her first grandchild into the world. And she said, if I'm not there Friday night, you'll know why, because the baby came. But thank God, well, not thank God. I hope they both happen, but not for 10 minutes. So if she leaves halfway through her presentation, you know why. Michelle, come on up.
Here's my heart. I cannot remember a day when my mother did not wear lipstick. It was always some shade of pink which set off her complexion against her dark brown hair. Most days she wore earrings, no matter what the outfit, but it was only for special occasions that she put on cologne. She and my father went out dancing a lot or off to meet friends and family for dinner. On those nights, us kids would eat early, or they would put the pot pies in the oven before the babysitter arrived. Often my sister and I would watch mom get dressed, and then she would do her hair and makeup. Just before she would leave the bedroom, she would liberally spray Avon's Here's My Heart cologne on her neck and wrists. She handled the ornately shaped light blue bottle with the white cap with grace as she carefully sprayed herself with an elegance that said, I'm all dressed up and I'm gonna have fun tonight. We would follow mom down the hallway in the wafting scent and admire her high heels or her dress or her hair. Then came the inevitable day when Avon quit making the cologne. Some Avon representatives still had the perfume, but she said it was not the same as the cologne as she hoarded her remaining stock. Then came the happy day that Avon released the vintage fragrances a few times a year. She would stock up and advise her sisters to buy it for her birthday or Christmas. The scent was floral with rose top notes that were very distinct as they permeated her coat, our car, the bathroom, and everywhere she walked. Once as a young adult, I was on a buying trip in New York for my job, and I pulled myself up short way past my destination. I was following my heart, I thought, as I came to the realization that I was following an unknown woman wearing Here's My Heart. Spring. The green arm reached up, presenting purple crocus through snows of late March. Sunsets. Sometimes in late winter, I lay on my back, close my eyes, cover up, slow my breath, feel the warm sun on my face, drift back to russet sunsets on the lake I have remembered all of my life. Sometimes I go to that place, dream of a summer with no cares, white two-piece suit, quite daring, I thought, an old sweatshirt with the sleeves cut off, are the things I remember when heat comes in winter. Sometimes I think of learning to sail, running with the wind, no thoughts but the water, racing, then stopping dead, right in the middle, tipping the boat so sails wave through the water, then bringing her up to right my sails. Red Rock and Sunset. I once wore a blanket that came from above. It wrapped me with warmth and filled me with love. This blanket of colors had strength in the weave. It came from the earth. Do not let it leave. It filled me with peace, came from hundreds of years. It gave me a calmness as I released my tears. I met two spirits in Sedona at sunset, sitting cross-legged, side by side as we met. They sat by the fire, these two old men. My dad and uncle were just as they'd been. Two men's faces etched with lines, Red Rock and Sunset mixed like wines. These two faces radiating with calm. Their joy was offered on an outstretched palm. No words were spoken, yet the message was clear from these two men that I hold so dear. Accept this peace we bring from above. Let it fill your heart with all of our love. I sat with them both in the fading light, knew they had increased my sight. They walked to the hills in glowing red light, leaving me a gift on that special night. This is a little haiku called Just a Short Walk. I walked round my yard. It should not be a hard feat. It took me 8 months. The Butts Jar, which is over there. In Uncle Joe and Aunt Margie's kitchen, they had a 1950s ice bucket that was only used for parties and holidays. It was one of those fun stainless buckets with the penguins embossed in the metal, and they had Bakelite handles on them. It was a classic and appealing piece, and you could put your face up close to it, like the tea kettle we had in our kitchen, and watch as your face distorted on the convex surface. We loved to stick out our tongues and stretch our lips wide with our pinky fingers and laugh and laugh. The thing about Uncle Joe's ice bucket was that it served as a big candy jar most of the time. Joe would bring Wrigley Spearmint and Juicy Fruit Gum home from his drugstore down on Grand and Victoria Streets and stock the jar on a weekly basis. Also included was a fair share of candy, Bit of Honey, Junior Mints, Sugar Daddy Pops, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, the full-size ones. Near Halloween, he would stock wax candy lips in the jar and candy corn. It was the one candy of the 50s that caused Joe to name the jar. Candy cigarettes were all the rage. Little white minted sticks with red tips so we could practice smoking like our parents and family and friends did. Sometimes Joe had the bubblegum version in pretty pink sticks. And so the jar became known as the Butts Jar. It never failed us kids. There was always something in it for us. Do you want some butts, kids? Yes, we yelled. It was in the 80s that my brother Patrick bought me a Butts Jar for my kitchen, and it was the receptacle for all things candy on my kitchen counter for my sons. Soon my brother Ed had his own jar, and someone bought one for our sister Shannon and for Patrick himself. On the year the Crean family all took a cruise prior to Christmas, I found two Butts Jars at an antique store and gave one to each of my sons so that they would have something to open on Christmas. Each was filled with their favorite chocolate bars. Soon they would be heading off to college and they needed the jars, I thought. Somehow it came to be that as each of Ed's girls graduated from high school, they got their own Butts Jar filled with their favorite candy. It finally came down to just Marty and Angelita, the youngest cousins left to graduate. And one day Ed brought over a Butts Jar to my house for me to keep for a gift. I laughed so hard because I had already bought one and stashed it away as well. We were ready for the last two cousin graduates. Angelita graduated in the summer of 2013, and her Butts Jar was full of candy, gum, and mints. And I invite you to have some candy when you leave.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle's Uncle Joe is one of my favorite literary characters. She has written quite a number of stories that incorporate, he's woven through the family history, and he's quite a character.